I'm on this little bit of a quest to talk about, to think about, to compile a list, if you will, or think more deeply about what makes mental toughness. We've seen now for a very long time, certainly since the advent of the COVID hysteria, which I consider to be a jump the shark moment in America. That was when people took their masks off as the tyrants they were, when they forced everyone else to mask up for no apparent reason, even when there was evidence that it did nothing and in fact caused greater harm. And we're still in that alternate reality, and people have turned it into a religion. And we look at this long enough and we say, well, you know, what do people with the curse of awareness do to stay sane? That is my ongoing question here. Some people are finally ready to move on from being terrified and in disbelief that their country is under attack. And then what? You know, what are they going to do about it? Well, for one thing, we who are alive today have had the blessings of relative peace, relative prosperity, and certainly relative liberty. And we can see that we've gotten soft, okay? We can see that the left has done, this radical leftist that hates America, hates what America stands for, has done things to weaken us, and we've obliged, right? Our culture, Hollywood is a cultural rot. And the values of courage, strength, and adversity, mental toughness have been demeaned into cream puffedness and being a snowflake and expecting everybody else to change their behavior for you, which is only a precursor to the kind of tyranny that collectivists mean to impose on all of us. Don't think for a minute that that's a means to an end. The cream puffness and all the rest of that is a way of saying everybody else is responsible for me. And if I'm upset, it must be your fault. We see the kind of trash of these values. But for those with a curse of awareness, what do we do about it? Well, I'm compiling a list of things that create mental toughness. And I was talking to one friend of mine who happens to be a pastor. You all know I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, and I am a Jewish conservative, which is a bit of a unicorn. And that is, he said, you know, he looks to battle-hardened Marines who know they're going into battle. Now, I'm not talking about violence in any way. I'm talking about what makes mental strength, what builds it, what helps it grow. So I'm going to give you a couple that are on my mind. And frankly, if you are listening and you'd like to add to this ongoing list, I'd love to hear from you at Karen@KarenCataline.com. You can email me. You can find me on Twitter. Yes, I'm still on Twitter and whatever, but you'll be able to find me if you'd like to. And I will write you back, Karen@KarenCataline.com. So one, many of these are the opposite of the values that are being perpetuated today by people who hate America and who hate all of us. One is take responsibility for what you can and what is yours to take responsibility for. Blaming others is often the road to helplessness and hopelessness. If you give away your responsibility, then you are at their mercy. I could say more about that, but I'm moving on. Pushing through adversity is preferable to giving into it and rolling over. That's part of what builds mental toughness. Here's another one. Think for yourself and recognize your own uniqueness. This is what's under attack too, is individuality, as if there's something evil, wrong, and morally reprehensible about being an individual. And don't get me started, I already am. That's what the left in the 60s kept telling all of us, but they've abandoned it completely to Marxism and collectivism. Here's another one. Look for and seek timeless principles and know for what you stand. There is an old phrase, if you don't know what you're willing to die for, then can you ever know what you're willing to live for? This, all of these are just headings of topics, but we don't spend enough time talking about preventative medicine in mental health. And I'm seeing people crack up a little. I'm watching friends of mine going back to alcohol and drugs. I'm watching suicides at a greater rate. And to the extent that it's possible, it sure would be nice to help people or to put the word out there that now is the time more than ever to build our mental toughness as well as our physical resilience. Here's another one. Do not place humans as gods, ever. This is a huge one in the Jewish religion. It's a huge one for many religions, is don't make anything out of God. Don't make God out of anything but God. Now, and it doesn't matter. It's whatever you conceive God to be. And again, part of religious pluralism and individuality is that that's for you to decide. You don't have to do it the way other people do it, unless you choose to. Here's another one. Don't allow yourself to lose the most valuable moments in life, fretting about what may come to rob you of your future. Here's what I mean by that. And I'm rushing through these because I want to see what you think. I love feedback and I'm just brainstorming here, but I think it's important to start thinking about this in the level of adversity that we continue to be in, actually on a chronic basis, a chronic level now we are watching. And that's this. I have a friend whose wife is terrified of COVID. She's terrified of the jab, which is interesting, but she hasn't left her house in 2.5 years. She has not left her house because she's afraid of death. I ask you, and I'll bet you know people like this too. Has she been robbed of 2.5 years of life because she's afraid of death? Really? So that too is an issue of mental resilience and mental toughness. We watch in Israel the way people live. They're terrified to put their kid on a bus because there are times when there are bus explosions. And we can talk later about, you know, if you're afraid, it's not that you you're paranoid. You know, the old phrase, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't after you. Sometimes people's fears are real. And so, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. Well, how do you do that? You create a certain amount of mental toughness and you try your best to minimize the threats where you can. And here's another one, and this is probably all I have time for. The serenity prayer that I used to think was kind of pablum, you know, serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the wisdom to change the things I can. I used to think that was pablum. Now I think it's brilliant. So it isn't just for people with addictions anymore. So that's my thoughts. When we come back, we're going to get back to the issues of the day. And of course, I hope you know that these, what I just said, was part of the issues of the day too. A little bit of a departure from the usual. Karen Cataline filling in for Alan Nathan. We'll be back right after this.